right now we have a telephonic interview with Mr. Courtney Sampson. So Atule is going to be doing that interview, and he's the provincial electoral officer of the Western Cape ICU to discuss the importance of voting and voter education. Over to you, Atule.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Courtney. Can you please tell us what the IEC is and what it does?
Yes, the IEC is mentioned in Chapter 9 of the Constitution of South Africa as one of those institutions whose aim is to strengthen our democracy. Now, the IEC has got a very specific mandate, and that is to manage the elections, to make sure that they are free and fair, and then to announce the results. So it is the IEC that will announce the results. I think that it is important that we understand that the IEC is independent of government. It is managed by a commission, but because the money that it works has comes from the National Treasury, it has to account for the use of that money, which is what we do on a regular basis. So I think that's really what the IEC is about, and then currently, obviously, we're busy now with preparing ourselves for the elections on the 6th, the 7th, and 8th of May this year, the 6th and the 7th being special votes days for which people must specifically apply, and the 8th of May is the general election day for all of us.
What is the election process?
Excuse me?
What is the election process?
The election process is quite straightforward and easy to understand. The IEC will print the ballot papers. The voter will come in with proof of identity to make sure that the voter's name is on the voter's roll. If your name is not on the voter's roll, you won't be able to vote. You can you've got proof that you are registered. You can put a you can be granted that through a particular sticker to show that you have registered. But the person comes in, you check your ID, and the only three identity documents that will be allowed would be your identification document, the green barcoded ID, or it could be a smart card that is issued by Home Affairs, or a temporary identification certificate, which is still valid. So you come into the voting station, there'll be somebody in the queue assisting you and making sure that you've got your proper documentation. You will go in, your name will be removed from the voter's roll, your finger will be made a stripe on in with indelible ink, which you can't just take off very easily, and then you will be granted the ballot papers for the National Assembly and for the provincial legislature. You then go to a ballot booth, and in that ballot booth you are alone, and your vote will be a secret there. So you make your cross wherever you feel you want to make your cross, and you deposit the ballot paper in the ballot box, and your job is done. You can leave then.
Today we are talking about elections, education. What message do you want to give to our listeners about the election process?
Look, I think that the election in itself doesn't make a democracy. But I think it is important that if we talk democracy, we should commit ourselves to an election as well. So I think what we're trying to do as the IEC is to make it as possible as people for South African citizens who are registered and whose name appear on the names appear on the voter's roll to come and cast their vote so that we can elect a representatives who will represent our country in the National Assembly, and for those of us in the Western Cape, we'll elect representatives to represent us in the provincial legislature. So I think those are the most critical thing. The one voice that is too silent for me is the voice of young people. We really need to hear where the young people are, the millennials. They are very au fait in the digital environment in which we operate. They are very clear about what it is that they want and where they want to go. And it's necessary for us as South Africans to take that into consideration and to listen and hear what they've got to say. That's the only way in which we can move forward as a nation in a meaningful way.
Why is voting important in South Africa?
Well, I've just tried to indicate to you why voting is important, because it connects us to the democratic process that we are involved in. And if you've made your mark as a South African citizen and you've decided to vote and you're part of that process, then you have played a key role, and symbolically you've said to yourself and to the country, I'm here with you, I'm ready to help fix this country.
Why is it important for young people to vote?
Yeah, I just responded to that now. I said that young people have got a specific task and role in our community, in our societies. You know, we live in the fourth industrial revolution, where everything is really about information technology and biotechnology. And I think that if you look at a simple thing as a smartphone and that whole environment of social media, the young people know it best. It comes naturally to them. So for us to be able to adjust to this world in which we live, it's necessary for young people to become part of it so that we can learn from them as well.
What do you say to the youth who are considering not voting?
Well, I would hope that those who are not on the register on the voters' roll, those who haven't registered, they can't vote in any case, and the percentage is low. So you, if you haven't registered as a voter, and therefore your name doesn't appear on the National Common Voters' Roll, you won't be able to vote. So for those young people who have registered and whose names do appear on the voters' roll, they must please come and make sure that in our multi-party democracy, they have put up their hands and committed themselves to building our country. And a good start for that is to vote.
What changes do votes bring to communities?
Excuse me?
What changes do votes bring to communities?
What changes? Did you say what changes the vote in communities?
Yes.
Now, I think that the important thing is that if we go to the polls, we are electing people who are going to represent us in the National Assembly where laws are made, and people in the provincial legislatures here in the Western Cape where there will be decisions made about the life of people and how the people's lives are going to be made better, and how we'll be able to make sure that the needs of the people are met by government. So any community must make their mark, and when the election is done, they must hold those elected representatives accountable. We can't then leave these elected representatives to do their own thing. We must ask them, what have you done about this? When are you going to do this? When is this going to happen? In every space that we find ourselves, we need to make sure that our political representatives, whom we would have elected by the 8th of May, are held accountable and do the best that we can in serving the nation.
How do the election team reach out to disabled people? Must they vote online, or are there other ways to get their votes?
There's no voting online for anybody in South Africa. Voting in South Africa is a manual process. You go to the voting station, you get your process, part of your ballot paper, you deposit the ballot paper after you've made your cross. If you are physically unable to come to the voting station on the at all, you can apply for a special vote, and you can do that by proxy. In other words, you can ask somebody to take the form in and go online and check that information out, or help get that assistance. But we will be having, for people who are unable to see, for example, we've been working with the Blind South Africa, and also the South African National Council for the Blind, and we have developed what we call the Universal Ballot Template, which makes it possible for the person who's unable to see, for example, you know, to follow with their hands. Those who are able to read Braille, they can use the Braille. The others who are not able to read Braille, they can just count with their fingers, you know, at which parties, and they will be assisted in understanding what the sequence is of the parties. Then also for people who are unable to come to the voting station for whatever reason on the 8th of May, they can also apply, and they can cast their vote on the 6th or the 7th of May, which are the two special votes days. The people who are finding themselves in a situation where they can't stand for long, you elderly women who themselves are feeling uncomfortable because they are on the closing end of their pregnancies, they will be assisted at the voting station so that they can go to the front of the queue. You know, so we don't want older people who come to vote to stand in long queues, and we've made those arrangements for them to be able to go to the front of the queue and then cast their vote.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, eh?